In 2015, Nigel Lim had a very serious motorbike accident while taking part in Speedway, and it involved affecting his vision and also a brain injury. And he's spent the last 3 years gradually trying to rehabilitate himself and get his life back online. And as part of that, he managed to help set up a 10-pin bowling team about 6 months ago. And good things have happened. Hi, Nigel.
Hello there, Simon. How are you going?
Not bad, my friend. And it's been a bit of a tough 3 years, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely. As we spoke a few weeks ago with my story on here, yeah, it definitely has. And I think we're the other side of it now, to be quite honest. Obviously, you never get... It'll never be the same ever again. But I think the heartache, and that is probably not over, but you know, quite far behind. And just quickly, before we talk about the bowling, if I can just add that this Sunday that's coming on 25th of November, I am actually riding a Speedway bike again on the beach that I had the accident on. And I'm doing a couple of laps just to show everybody how I'm progressing and stuff. So that is going to be a major, major thing for me, because obviously that is where my life in effect got took away from me. And so how I'm going to feel on that morning and that day, I don't know, because already the nerves are starting to get onto me, into my stomach already this week. You know, I know it's coming up imminently, but I'm pumped up. I am looking forward to it, but equally I'm very nervous. So I just wanted to say that, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, you've got to face your demons, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly. And of course, you know, in inverted commas, anybody can ride round slowly. I don't want to do that. I want to try and give a good account of myself. I'm not going to be the same as I was before. That's obvious. But I want to give a good account of myself, you know. So there is risk involved. You know, I'm not going to be holding back on the throttle. So, you know, there is a risk involved. It's not just a matter of me going around at 2 miles an hour, you know, which, again, anybody can do. So now, fingers crossed, and I've got to try and stay upright, you know, and not get on the floor and bash myself again. So, yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah, stay on the bike and don't sort of make yourself into a projectile missile.
No.
well, we'll catch up with you later and find out how you got on. But
yeah.
6 months ago, you decided, let's get a 10-pin bowling team together. Now, how did that all go?
Well, the thing is, on the East Coast, there's very little for us on the East Coast compared to inland. Now, Skegness have always had bowling, blind and visually impaired bowling teams, but it means travelling to Skegness from here, and it's an hour on a bus and everything to get there. Now, Mablethorpe, 3 miles from where I live, recently, in the last 3 or 4 years kind of thing, I've had a Brunswick 10-pin bowling alley built. So that gave us the opportunity to form a team. But you needed more than two members. You needed at least three members regularly. Well, there's only me and my teammate, Soz, who's totally blind, going on a regular basis. There was other people coming in and out, but there was only me on a regular, me and Soz on a regular basis. So we couldn't form a team. Anyway, we had a lady come to us called Belinda, and she wanted to come on a regular basis. And this was a couple of weeks before the summer series started. And I said it was the RNIB League last time, but it isn't the RNIB League. It's the MBTBA, I think that's where it is, National Bowling Tenpin Blind Association League. So we then had to fill all these forms in, you know, put us a visual impairment number down, office card and stuff, and sign stuff. And we had to name a team. We had to name our team to get in the summer series. So because we're on the Lincolnshire coast, and some of my bowling antics, the ball goes up in the air and drops like a bomb, they named me Barnes Wallace from the Dam Busters. So, and of course, we live quite close to where the Dam Busters was, you know, squadron were. And at Woodall Spa. So we called ourselves the Lincolnshire Bombers. It was quite apt. Anyway, so we then joined the summer series in the nick of time. And of course, There's four groups in the league with 10 teams in, so that's 40 teams. Now, the top three of each group got through to the finals. So there we were. We didn't know how well we were doing, and it was quite clear that we was doing quite well. So that was good. And to get to the finals in Wigan is quite a long, you know, it's quite a long way from where we are in Lincolnshire. So I wanted to try and raise some money to get us there. If stroke when we got there, you know, we didn't say if we get there. We said when we get there. It was quite positive. So I did a lot of fundraising, and that was through one set of friends. I don't know if your listeners have heard of the Wall of Death, where motorbikes go around a wooden drum. But Ken Fox, he's the big family in the Wall of Death scene. He's good friends of mine and his sons and his wife, and they brought me some t-shirts and posters over. They come to see me actually, and brought these posters over for me to auction off. So I did, and I sold one to a chap in America, and this chap in America was a Wall of Death owner himself, and he collected memorabilia like I do. Anyway, I sent him off to him, and he sent a message to say that he got him great stuff, and he said, would I like 10 posters from his Wall of Death from America? So I said, to sell for funds. And of course, you can't get these in America, in England. So I said, yes, please. Anyway, he did send them me, and I had to pay some import duty and tax randomly. So that had to be took out the raising the funds I got for them. But I sold them all, and there was a lot of happy people in England. So I raised about £350 to get us to the finals, transport and stuff. So anyway, that's that. So we get towards the end of the finals, and I think there's ten games within the league, and on the eighth match. From then on, you don't get to know where you are. They hold back the scores for the last two matches, so it keeps everybody in suspense until they announce who's got through to the finals. So, of course, we got third. We got third. So we thought, this is great. Obviously, it's first ever time in the league. We got to third. We got to the finals. How great can this be? And then we got told that we got joint third. And the team we got joint third with, I can't remember who they were, but they'd got 40 pins over the series, more than us down. So they took third place. So that meant us not getting to the finals. So I have to say, I was quite despondent in that for many levels. You know, one, because of us as a team. I'm not a particularly competitive person, but because we put us all into it, I was disappointed. I was disappointed because I'd done this fundraising, and I was disappointed for the people that had bought stuff off me to raise the funds, because all I wanted to do was put on Facebook in these groups to say, thanks for all the help, lads, guess where we're going to, the finals. But I couldn't do that, so I had to tell them all that thanks for the money, but sadly this year we're not got to the finals, so we'll keep the money in a tub ready for next year, because we're planning on that. So that was it. And I got in touch with the local BBC Look North, and they was interested in doing some filming of us, but because we hadn't got to the finals, then they weren't interested in. They was very nice on the phone, but once they knew we hadn't got to the finals, that was over. So anyway, fast forward on then a few months, I get a phone call from Soz, the blind chap from the team, says, Nigel, can you get this weekend to Wigan? The team's pulled out through one thing or another, and we're now at the finals. So I'm like, you can't, tell me this again. So he told me again. I said, yeah, I can get there. I was supposed to be going to Barcelona with my wife for the weekend. She was going to a business meeting, and I was going to toddle along. So she went to this meeting in Barcelona that weekend, and Nigel went to rainy Wigan. So that was quite a funny thing. Anyway, so me being me, as I am, I phoned Look North up and said, look, we've got through to the final. So they said, right, we want to come and film you. So they come Thursday morning round to my house. to film me as an individual from, like you said, about the motorbike racing. And then we went down to the bowling alley and met Soz. Belinda couldn't get there because her daughter was, it was a birthday. So they filmed me and Soz. I, as a person, was filming 4 hours that on that Thursday before we went to the finals. So it was on the TV, it was on Look North, which was great. You know, it was a lovely little video they did of us. 4 hours filming for 2 minutes on television is quite, you know, I can't imagine how they take 4 hours to film and then only get it down to 2 minutes. I have no idea how they do that. But anyway, so we get to the finals. So we're off to Wigan and we go there. And of course, nobody knows who we are. We're there with, we all booted and suited, the shirts on. And we said between us, just go for it and enjoy it. And every time we get a pin down, whether it's 1 or 10, we shout, yes, go on then, you know. So we did a bit of psychological warfare on them. Anyway, we didn't know how we were doing until the evening. And of course, they said, we went to the presentation, they said, and in 11th place is, and we thought Lincolnshire Bombers, and they said somebody else. So we thought, well, we're not last then, we're at least 10th. And they went down the scale gradually, and it got to in fifth place is so-and-so. So we knew now we was in fourth, at least. And then in fourth place is so-and-so. So we now know we're in the top three. So we're just jumping up and down. And of course, they said, and in third place is the new team, Lincolnshire Bombers. So we actually got on the podium, as it were, if it was motorbike racing. So how bizarre is that we've, in our first year, that we've got to the finals against all odds, and we conquered. You know, we got on the podium, and I think I'm right in saying that 90% of the teams in the finals every year is always the same teams, because they're obviously that good to get there. And so for us to infiltrate the top teams getting to the finals, I think is just great. And yeah, and there's only three of us in sleepy Lincolnshire, and yeah, absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic, Nigel. And obviously time's catching up with us, but yeah, what a fantastic story. I mean, that's 6 months, but it just shows you, you know, you don't know where your life's going to go after you have a big upset like you have, but you've got to keep moving forward, and that's what you've been doing.
It is. And if I can just quickly add on to this, Simon, because of me being who I am, I like RNIB Connect Radio and the Facebook page, and I've put my story on there, my story and our bowling story, and randomly there's been a lady watching me, and she's put me in touch, well, she's put a lady in touch with me, because she said, this is that Nigel I've been telling you about, you need to get in touch with him. Now, this lady's from Lincoln, blind lady, and she's got a blind son, and they're trying to put a 10-pin bowling team, a kiddies one, blind and deaf 10-pin bowling team together in Boston and in Lincoln. They've had some funding from the Children in Need, and they've asked us as a team to go down to help them do this and give an inspirational talk. So that has come from it. So that, to me, is awesome. If I can offer it any advice to, you know, I mean, obviously I'm a newbie to this. I'm only 3 years into this visual impairment. So obviously I don't know it all for one second. But I think I've got a, forgive the pun, a fresh pair of eyes to put into the system, you know.
Fantastic, Nigel. And that's good, the way things gradually spread out. What I'm going to do is, I don't want to go without wishing you all the best. Take care, but have fun this Sunday on the speedway.
Yeah, thank you.
Do let us know how you get on. We'll get you back on.
Yeah, I will do, mate. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, no, and that's a fantastic story, Nigel. We'll keep up with you throughout the year, see how things are going. But
great stuff. Thanks a lot, Simon.
Take care, though, this Sunday. Please do.
Yeah, cheers then. Cheers, bye.